Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What I was thinking about driving in today is how the Patriots are a Ramondre Stevenson fumble or two away from being tied with the Colts for the best record in the AFC. Like, they're very close to that. Very, very close to that. You can also make the argument that they were a couple of Buffalo penalties away from being, 4-3. However you want to look at it is up to you. that's all up to you. 3-3, not 4-3. You know what I mean? But, like, it's really either way, they're in good shape right now. And in the NFL, the ball bounces certain ways, and there's nothing you can do about it. Jesus. I'm all excited over here. I just knocked over my water bottle because I'm also trying to hold the headphone jack in place so that I can at least hear myself. That's all I really want to be able to do is hear myself. I want to separate right now why the Patriots win, like what they're doing to win, and what they're winning in spite of. Because I feel like that is starting to get a little hazy. I feel like that whole discussion, that whole narrative, that whole line of talk has really become cloudy. And when you're good, the line kind of blurs, you know, like it's always, well, they're good. And so why question anything that they're doing? Why, you know, pick at little things? Why go out and nitpick when you know a team is successful? And so far, the Patriots decide, with, you know, a couple of hiccups here and there, have gotten off to a very successful start. There's no question about that. Should I just give up on trying to hear myself? I might as well. Anyway. The two things, why they win and what they win in spite of, I think are important factors to consider here as we look ahead. Because there is a Tennessee Titans team on the other side of this week here that I think you have a chance to really run up the score against and get to 5-2. And at 5-2, the way the AFC is shaping up, you're going to be in the driver's seat. The Bills are on a bye this week. You have a chance. I know that they have the tiebreaker right now because they beat them, but you have a chance to be a full half game up in the standings from the Buffalo Bills. And that, I think, holds a little bit more ground than when you're tied early on in the year. 7 games in, you're up on Buffalo. That means something. And we have to talk about Buffalo as well. We have to talk about this Buffalo team that, dare I say, is appearing to be a bit fraudulent, a little bit on the fraudulent side.
Just a little.
They scored a lot of points in those first few games. They, in the last two, have looked so insanely beatable. Josh Allen has had 2 bad games in a row, and I'm not sure I remember him having 2 bad games in a row in the last 3 years. The supporting cast around him outside of Cook at running back is insufficient, I think, is the best way to put it, especially when you're missing your top tight end. And that defense, oh, my God, that defense. Watching that safety try and tackle Bijan Robinson last night was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. Oh, it was dismal. And it was also, I think, indicative. All of these Monday night games lately, the Giants beating the Eagles, Buffalo getting beat last night by Atlanta, which I consider that to be an upset. I consider the Bears over the Commanders an upset, too. A lot of upsets in Monday Night Football. A lot of upsets in primetime this year. And you know what I think that's indicative of? Early on, anyway, and it could change. But early on, that signals to me a bit of a changing of the guard. Because you can see on any given Sunday, right? On any given Sunday, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it'd be an upset. You look at it, you say, wow, what an upset. Primetime upsets, though, and the frequency that we're seeing them in, indicates to me that there may be something going on here.
Well, then you got Patrick Mahomes last Sunday night saying, eh, not so fast.
Right, that's true. Although they did lose to Jacksonville. And was that a primetime game, the Jacksonville game? It was.
Monday night.
Yeah, it was a Monday night game. You know, so they bounced back, obviously, and had that big win over Detroit. But there's been a lot of upsets. It's another one right there, another upset in Monday night. And I think that when that happens, with the frequency that you're seeing it here early on in the year, normally, you sort of know what you are. Like, teams come into the early parts of the season, and I feel like unless there's a big injury, like with Baltimore, you kind of know what you are. And the bad teams are get beat, and they, you know, if they ever get any better, they figure it out at some point in the season, or maybe they never do. But some teams start off slow and then get better, and that could still be happening with some of these teams as well. But I think all of these early upsets are indicative of something, and that could be a potential changing of the guard. And you know what? The changing of the guard in the AFC East may be in progress right now. It may be happening right now. And wouldn't that be something? To see the Buffalo Bills and their Josh Allen championship windows slam on their fingers. You know, same with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson and all these teams. Teams that have been trying to get there and challenge Mahomes and the Chiefs, and I'm not saying that the Patriots and Drake May are necessarily ready to do that yet. But these other teams had their chances. And aside from Joe Burrow that one year, they failed. And now, when you let that way, it's the NFL, right? You know, the NFL windows close quick. And now there's a new window that's opening. And that's the Drake May window. And I think that when you talk about the reasons why the Patriots are winning games, Drake May is so clearly head and shoulders, you know, torso, knees, and feet above everybody else. It's not even close. Like, he's just, I mean, what he's doing and the numbers he's putting up right now and sort of the comparisons that you're seeing with him are remarkable. And his numbers are remarkable, and his throws are remarkable, and his accuracy on deep balls is remarkable. We'll go through all these numbers because they are insane. I mean, really, they're insane. His PFF grade spiked, like, big time. You're seeing what could absolutely be an early glimpse of just how dominant Drake May can be. And this is still very in the early stages of his career. Now, a guy like him, a very good athlete who can run and absorb, you know, some punishment, all of that is stuff that, you know, when you're very young, you can bounce back from a little bit easier. I understand all that. I know that quarterbacks age a certain way and all that's certainly fine. But that's all stuff you worry about 5, 6, 7 years from now. Right now, the main thing you have to worry about is making sure that Drake May does not get crushed on the blind side, that he doesn't go to the ground at a bad time and then get a late hit while he's trying to slide or something like that. I mean, that's really it. You've got to make sure you take care of him. You got to make sure he's protected. You got to make sure he knows when blitzes are coming. You got to make sure he understands when to get out of harm's way, when a play is breaking down, when he doesn't have enough time to go through his progressions and he's got to take off, all of that stuff. I mean, that's stuff that in some cases comes with experience, as we saw last year, Jacoby Brissett versus Drake May and the pocket breaking down on every play and how that all went down. You notice that. This year, it's very different. This year, the protection has been excellent. It's grading out very, very high in pass protection. If you go through all the PFF, all the advanced stats, Patriots are near the top or at the top when it comes to pass protection. And Drake May is near or at the top of many, many categories. Advanced stats, top five in a lot of traditional ones, passer rating, yards. It's all coming together right now. It's all coming together in such a way that it's almost like too perfect. You know, like, it almost seems like it's happening too fast, doesn't it? Just think about how Drake May looked in the first 3 weeks of the season. The throws he was airmailing, the happy feet in the pocket, the awkward footwork, just, you know, the not great presence of the blitz coming in. Not great decision making. Things last year, remember, throw it to the tuba player. Remember that last year? He just couldn't do it. Couldn't throw the ball away. Just didn't have that gear. Not that he's doing that a lot now either, but he doesn't have to. Because now he's just dropping dimes all over the field to whoever happens to be out there. Whether it's Booty, whether it's Douglas, whether it's Diggs, whether it's Henry, whether it's Mac Hollins, whether it's whoever. He's been spreading the ball around. His accuracy is ridiculous. And when you talk about like accurate deep ball, like 50% on a deep ball is pretty good. If you're a quarterback and you're connecting on 50% of your deep balls, that's good. Drake May's connecting on like 82% of them. It's really like video game numbers, you know, like Madden football numbers. Not even Madden football. That's like NFL blitz numbers. You know what I mean? Or like Tecmo Bowl or something. Those are ridiculous types of numbers.
Drake May is the new Bo Jackson.
Seriously. A modern day Bo Jackson or the other cheap, really, really cheap video game football players, Vic in 04. You weren't allowed to play with the Falcons in 04. If you played with the Falcons, you just had no class. I also felt that way about Jamal Charles on the Chiefs. You threw a screen to Charles, he's gone. There's nothing you could do about it. No way to defend it. You could triple team him. He's gone down the field. I always hated playing against Jamal Charles. So those two were the ones you couldn't. But Drake May is getting there.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I mean, Drake May is putting up video game type of numbers so far. And he's not necessarily done it against great defenses, and I know you got Cleveland coming up in 2 weeks, and that'll be a real test for how good he is and how he looks in the face of pressure, because you know there's going to be pressure. If Garrett and Graham are both playing, you know there's going to be pressure in a couple of weeks. But this week coming up here, Tennessee Titans, I was worried they were going to overlook the New Orleans Saints. I'm not worried that they're going to overlook the Tennessee Titans. I don't think you can overlook the Tennessee Titans. They're a team that is worthy of being overlooked. You overlooked them on purpose. They look like a generationally bad type of team. And I know, they got an interim head coach. The teams get a big boost from that. Not that team. I don't see it. But either way, a big reason why they're winning is because on offense, Drake May is an unfair video game player. The offensive line has been excellent. Kayshon Booty's emerging as a legitimate number two. And Booty's a number two. And also, the defense has played very, very well. Although I thought they did take a bit of a step back against New Orleans. They held them to 19 points. I just felt like they were on their heels a lot against Spencer Rattler, which I wasn't really expecting. But all in all, you can't argue with the 19 points is 19 points. In an NFL game, that's commendable. And they've been good. They were great against Buffalo, good enough to win this last week, close the game down when they needed to. And that's why they've been winning. What have they been winning in spite of? They've been winning in spite of three big things, and you probably already know what they are. Number one is penalties. The Patriots lead the NFL in penalties. Penalties against. You can't simultaneously have a great culture in the locker room, which I do believe Mike Vrabel does have. I do believe that that is starting to come into form. But you can't call it a great culture when you're leading the whole league in penalties. You just can't. You can say it's a better culture. You can say that it's a culture that's certainly coming along and that they are getting better about these things. Still some dumb penalties this past week. But, you know, if you're in the middle of the pack and you're committing penalties and they come at bad times, you can live with that. When you're leading all of football in penalties, then it's a problem. And it's a problem that they have to address. Because they can get away with it, you know, here and there. They can get away with it against the Saints. They can get away with it against the Titans, probably even against Cleveland. But if you want to be a legitimate team, you got to cut that out, especially when you get down to important games or even, you know, fingers crossed, the playoffs. Penalties are a problem. Second problem is the run game. It's just, I mean, what else can you say? The two lead backs that you have in Stevenson and Henderson are down around the bottom of qualified running backs in terms of, you know, PFF rating and some of these other ratings. Stevenson, I thought, was, I mean, it was just kind of a bummer watching him run. He was so worried about not fumbling. He's averaging a yard and a half per carry. Like, that was tough. You're going to have to do something about that run game. You're going to have to establish the run. Otherwise, listen, as good as Drake May is, you get film on a guy like that, you start really picking up on his tendencies, what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, where he wants to roll out to, who he likes to go to, where on the field he likes to throw, all those things. Once that film starts coming in and defenses start tailoring their whole, you know, agenda around Drake May, you're going to have to run the ball. You're going to have to. I know May's good enough to still score some points that way, and I think he will be, but you're going to have some sort of alternative, and right now they don't. So the running back, that in the run game in general, is something that they have to do. They have to address. They have to get better. And then there's the lack of depth. This team is very shallow. So far, it hasn't really come back to bite them. So far, injury-wise, they've been, you know, pretty charmed here through the first 6 weeks. Yes, Joe?
No, I was just going to say one injury and it all comes toppling down.
Right.
That's the thing is, like, how many times Sunday were you holding your breath when Carlton Davis went down and then Harold Landry went down? Like, they are skating on thin ice.
They are. I thought that was going to be a much bigger problem. May went down into a slide and didn't have a lot of space. And I thought, oh no, don't even kid around with that stuff. But it's not just Drake May. You're right. Landry, you lose him on the pass rush. You lose any of those guys in the secondary, especially Gonzalez, who was questionable this week. Any of that, and all of a sudden you're having a different conversation. And I'm not going to complain that this is all Elliott Wolf's fault or all Mike Vrabel's fault or anybody's fault. Because it takes more than one bad draft for something like this to manifest itself. It takes years of bad drafts. And the Patriots, unfortunately, had years of bad drafts, and that's why they have no depth. And sometimes, even when you have a very good coach and a very good quarterback, that's not enough to win. It just isn't. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady had a 10-year stretch where they didn't win anything. You know why? Because they had a bunch of bad drafts where they drafted Brandon Merriweather and Tavon Wilson and all these other guys with high picks, and they had no depth, and then they'd get to the, you know, they get to the end of the season with their hotshot offense and couldn't beat the Giants. I mean, that's the way it went. You know, you run out of gas that way. You don't have depth, you're going to need it. And that was a decade of Bill and Brady not winning anything. And it was because they had bad draft. That's what I believe anyway. I mean, I know there was some bad calls and things that happened, Brady's injury and, you know, some other stuff. But that, I think, is the main principal reason why all of that went the way that it did. They had a group of bad drafts in a row, and this team is sort of suffering from that as well. So I'm not telling you that everything you're seeing with this team right now is fool's gold, because it's not. That's a legitimate quarterback that you have. That's a legitimate offensive line. I think that defense is legitimate. But you still have some things you got to fix. Still have some things you got to fix, and I think that they can do it. I think that they will.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.